I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Archery season is now open across the Mountain State, and it's an activity that continues to grow by leaps and bounds. More on West Virginia's bow season in a moment. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season started mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. 4 seasons, 9 chances, 1 destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. More and more people are taking up archery hunting in West Virginia. Scott Warner of the West Virginia DNR explains that over the last 2 decades, its popularity has exploded among West Virginia hunters.
If you compare the interest in bow hunting, we have more bow hunters now here in West Virginia than we've ever had. In the last 15 years, we have gone from 75,000 to over 150,000 people now who hit the woods each fall to enjoy bow hunting. I don't know if it's the challenge of being able to get up close to the deer, or if it's just extended hunting opportunities. I mean, right now we have a very liberal season that allows hunters to take up to 3 deer with a bow. There's not a better way to get your hunting season started than bow hunting.
Certainly there are a number of factors that are fueling the interest, and one of those is the proximity of getting close to a rutting buck, and that hasn't even started for this season.
Bow season is kind of unique when you compare it to the other deer seasons. It actually gets better and better and better as the season progresses. A lot of bow hunters won't even take any time off until probably the third or fourth week of the season to take advantage of the rutting activity. So, you know, if you haven't purchased your hunting license, or you haven't gone out in the field, or you haven't even sighted your bow in, you still have 3 or 4 more weeks to take advantage of our really good hunting seasons that we do have here.
Plus, unlike gun season, hunters have a longer period of time to dedicate to the hunt in the Mountain State.
What we normally find out is that the length of archery season makes it very attractive. You have several weekends where you can actually enjoy bow hunting.
Technology has been a huge asset as well. Progressions in the development of the modern compound bow are truly nothing short of amazing.
The advances in technology has really catered to the youth and women. The bows that are on the market right now allow anyone to become very accurate with a bow.
4 southern West Virginia counties are exclusively for bow hunting. Those same counties are also enjoying a huge rebound in the population of black bears, offering yet another species to hunt. This year, West Virginia biologists estimate the harvest will be near 35,000 deer, but widespread mass conditions may make patterning those whitetails a bit more challenging than in recent years. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.